Countdown to Christmas. Written by Anna Roberts. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Anne Le Romancier. Audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. This is a story about five children. There were 7 days until Christmas. In London, Annie read her letter one last time.
Dear Father Christmas, my name is Annie. I live in London. This year, I only have one wish. I would like to see my cousins.
All the while, a little robin was listening. In Paris, Basil's grandma and granda had come to stay.
Cher Père Noël, my name is Basil. I live in Paris. I would really like to meet you. My grand-mère et grand-père are staying. They cook delicious food, and there's always plenty to share. Please come and join us.
In Madrid, Miguel was worried that Père Noël would not know where to find him and his sister.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Miguel. Ma sœur et moi habitons à Madrid. This is our first Noël in Spain. I've heard that the three kings bring presents to the children in Espagne. But will you still come and visit us?
All the while, un petit rouge-gorge was listening. In Berlin, Frida was trying to sit still long enough to write her letter.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Frida. J'habite à Berlin. Sometimes I get into trouble because I'm always in a rush. But I hope you'll still come and see me. I would like a skateboard for Noël.
In Rome, the sun was shining as Luca wrote his letter.
Cher Père Noël, je m'appelle Luca. J'habite à Rome. I want to build a snowman, but it hardly ever snows here. For Noël, I would like it to neiger so I can build the biggest bonhomme de neige ever.
All the while, un petit rouge-gorge was listening. There were 6 jours until Noël. À Londres, Annie was decorating the Christmas tree when a Christmas card arrived. It was from her cousin in Espagne. She put la carte de Noël next to le sapin de Noël and hoped she would see her cousins soon. À Berlin, Frida skated faster and faster until...
Whoa! Oops!
She hoped Père Noël hadn't been watching. She didn't want to end up on the naughty list. There were 5 jours until Noël. At Paris, Basil's house was full of visitors. First, Auntie Flore arrived with a box of gingerbread for grand-père. Then, Uncle Rémy arrived with a basket of fruit and nuts for grand-mère. Basil tasted all the food to make sure it was good enough for Père Noël. There were 4 jours until Noël. À Madrid, Miguel and his sœur were celebrating midwinter. Bright lights shone down on all the happy faces. Miguel looked at all the people celebrating and wondered how Père Noël would ever find him. There were 3 jours until Noël. À Londres, Annie and her mum were wrapping up les cadeaux de Noël. Annie placed 2 cadeaux under le sapin de Noël for her cousins, just in case. À Rome, Luca was determined to build un bonhomme de neige. He put on his hat, boots, and mittens and waited for la neige to fall. There were 2 jours until Noël. At Paris, the market sellers threw sweets for Basil to catch while he told Grandpère exactly which carrots to buy for the reindeers. "We can't give Père Noël dinner without feeding his reine," said Basil. At Berlin, Frida did not skate through the house, and she did not knock over the Noël decorations. But she did keep her bedroom tidy. She did eat up all her peas, and she even cleared her plate from the table. There was un jour until Noël à Londres, Paris, Berlin, Rome et Madrid. Everybody was getting ready for the big celebration. And while the children were busy, far, far above the streets of Londres, Paris, Berlin, Rome et Madrid, les Rouges-Gorges were telling Père Noël et son reine everything they had learned about the children. It was going to be a busy night. As the day turned to night and the stars lit up the sky, the Christmas Eve celebrations began. À Paris et à Rome, Basil and Luca stayed up late with their families. À Berlin, Frida and her family collected their sapins de Noël. Et à Madrid, Miguel and his sir danced in the street at midnight as the church bells rang. À Londres, Annie climbed into bed and closed her eyes tightly. She dreamed that tomorrow her stocking would be full of cadeaux, and maybe, just maybe, her Noël wish would come true. Joyeux Noël! After a long and wonderful day, Annie climbed the stairs to go to bed. But there were still 2 cadeaux under le sapin de Noël. Just as Annie was falling asleep, her mum whispered, "Annie, we have one last surprise for you." The next morning, Annie and her maman set off in their car from Londres. Basil boarded a train with his grand-mère and his grand-père at Paris. Luca waited with his dad at the airport at Rome. Frida and her family packed their suitcases at Berlin. Miguel and his sir waved from the plane at Madrid. Because even though Noël was over, the holidays were only just beginning. Joyeux Noël echoed through the valley when Annie and Basil and Luca and Frida and Miguel all arrived in the snowy mountains. Together, les enfants ate delicious food, played in the snow, and opened des cadeaux under the lights of le sapin de Noël. All the while, 5 petits rouges-gorges watched from afar and agreed that this Noël was the most magical Noël ever. Glossary. A. In. Berlin. Berlin. Le bonhomme de neige. Snowman. Les cadeaux. Presents. La carte de Noël. Christmas card. Cher. Dear. 5. 5. 2. 2. Les enfants. Children. Espagne, Spain. Et, and. La grand-mère, grandma. Le grand-père, granddad. J'habite, I live. Je m'appelle, my name is. Les jours, days. Joyeux Noël, Merry Christmas. La lettre. Letter. Londres. London. Madrid. Madrid. Maman. Mom. Moi. I. La neige. Snow. Noun. Neiger. To snow. Verb. Noël. Christmas. Nous habitons. We live. Paris. Paris. Le Père Noël. Father Christmas. Petit. Little. Quatre. Four. Le renne. Reindeer. Rome. Rome. Le rouge-gorge. Robin. Le sapin de Noël. Christmas tree. Six. Six. La sœur. Sister. Trois. Three. Un. Et. An. Masculine. Un. One. And joyeux Noël from us all at One Third Stories.